Fanny. Oh, yes, we'll be very careful. Do let Tiny Tim go with us. He can see the goose and smell the sage and onions all the way home.
Belinda, here is the platter.
Bob Cratchit puts Tiny Tim upon Peter's shoulder, and the four children go out together.
Bob Cratchit,
going up to Mrs. Cratchit. I have found work for Peter at last. It is hard, and the pay is small, but it will help us a little.
Martha, just think of Peter's being a man of business.
Bob Cratchit, I hope he will not have to work as many hours a day as poor Martha here, but how happy I am that I have such good children, and that they are so willing to work.
Mrs. Cratchit, hurrying to the fireplace.
I must make the gravy.
Belinda, will you mash the potatoes?
And Martha, you may sweeten the applesauce and put the plates on the table.
In a few moments Fanny and Dick bring in the goose on the platter. It is a very small goose, but they carry it proudly.
Peter follows with Tiny Tim on his shoulder. Bob Cratchit lifts Tiny Tim down carefully, while Mrs. Cratchit takes the platter and sets it on the table. They all stand around the table looking at the goose.
Peter, oh, what a goose! What a fine large goose! Was there ever such a goose before?
Fanny and Dick hurry to set the chairs about the table.
Mrs. Cratchit, dinner is ready, children. Sit down, everyone. Peter, lift Tiny Tim into his little chair.
Tiny Tim, waving his arms.
Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!
Bob Cratchit, before we begin, let us all wish a Merry Christmas to Mr. Scrooge. He gives me work, or I could not pay for this good dinner. If it were not for him, we should not have this fat goose steaming here on the table.
Bob Cratchit stands up, with carving knife in hand, ready to carve the goose.
Tiny Tim and Fanny and Dick beat upon the table with the handles of their knives.